6:50 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It is Tuesday, July the 5th, 2022. Less than 1 month until Election Day for the Tennessee 5th Congressional District primary. Well, all the other primaries as well for the various state offices, state senate, state legislature. But I want to talk in this segment about the 5th Congressional District GOP primary. Early voting begins a week from Friday, and Kurt Winstead, I want to talk about Kurt. He's one of nine qualified candidates. He's one of five who's been invited to the Epoch Times debate on Tuesday, and he's one of four who's accepted that invite. Apparently, Speaker Harwell has not yet accepted that invite. We're encouraging her to do so, by the way. But I think here he is. He's a retired brigadier general in the Tennessee National Guard. You would think he would be able to use that issue to his advantage. However, Aaron Goldmanson, the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report and our lead political reporter at the Tennessee Star, Aaron, it looks to me like the Tennessee National Guard issue of the Tennessee National Guardsmen who have refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine, who now have not been paid, those who have chosen not to take the vaccine, apparently, yep, on the June 30th. They've not been separated yet, but that process is basically, that process is happening, and they expect it to happen.
Yep.
General Winstead, who left, I think, in early 2021, the mandates came down a couple months later, has not distinguished himself in his responses. Basically, he said, yeah, I'm with Governor Bill Lee here, who's basically done nothing. It looks like a missed opportunity to me for Brigadier General Kurt Winstead. Your thoughts?
It's a blown opportunity for both Governor Lee and Brigadier General Winstead, who seem to be coordinating on this. I mean,
What coordinating?
They're saying the exact same message. They say it very, very within hours of each other.
On the same radio station.
You know,
not ours, but another one.
Yeah.
Our friends at the other radio station.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very, very interesting.
But they also share in common a consultant, a good guy, Chris Devaney.
Yeah, good consultant.
A very good guy who, let's face it, was, you know, one of the key players in navigating the primary win, the surprise primary win of Bill Lee in August of 2018 over Diane Black and over Randy Boyd. It looks like they're trying to do the same issue-free campaign with retired general, Brigadier General in the Tennessee National Guard, Kurt Winstead.
And past tends to be a prologue in terms of how candidates operate who don't want to talk about issues. So you look at Governor Lee's response on this, and as we just said, it's been exactly, and Winstead has just said, oh, this is all Obama's,
Biden's
That's a
fault.
Freudian slip there.
It's Biden's fault.
Well, you know, we have some theories on who's really in charge there. But this is really the Biden administration's fault. There's nothing the governor can do, which is just absolute baloney. And Winstead's response has infuriated. I can't even repeat some of these. We've had to block some of them out in some of our articles. But
Who's it infuriating?
The Guard members that are losing their jobs. They don't understand why somebody who had authority over them at one point in time is not supporting them.
Is not standing up for them.
And also, these are very smart people, right? They don't understand why he's not doing something that would appear to be in his own best interest as a candidate.
General Winstead, you've been in studio here before, and I know they listen to this program. You have less than a month to kind of clear all these things up. We'd be delighted to have you in here in studio, and we can talk about these things in a very nice, polite way. But I think, let me just say what I've noticed. If you look at his campaign messaging, it is largely issue-free.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we know about Kurt Winstead? Well, we know he's a retired brigadier general.
Yep.
We know he married his childhood sweetheart.
Right.
And that he grew up on a farm. That's it on issues. Now, what he never talks about is, and he's made a number of missteps here, it seems to me, he never talks about the fact that his childhood sweetheart Beth Winstead is one of the most well-connected and powerful Democrat lobbyists in the state.
Yes.
He doesn't talk about that.
And a good source of his fundraising, too. If you look at, if you were to go through his campaign finance reports, a lot of those max out donors to him have donated to, you know, the Biden 2020 campaign, Hillary Clinton for president 2016.
Well, and we know that he in 2006 he donated to the pro the pro-choice,
yep,
pro-abortion,
open borders
state senate candidate who was running against Jack Johnson back in 2006. Apparently, you know, donated to other Democrats. I don't think
Harold Ford. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think he's actually had a Republican record in 2000 till 2010. Now, 2010 is when the state changed.
Yep.
That's when the state changed to majority Republican. It sounds a little bit opportunistic on his part. And again, it's sort of an issue-free campaign. If he were to be elected, how do you think he would vote? I mean, what would his rating be?
How would
his Heritage Foundation rating be? His Heritage Action rating be?
Maybe 65%, maybe? 60%.
Probably the most. He would probably be, in my view, the most liberal member of the Republican delegation if he were to be elected.
The two things that he trumpets in his campaign are also flaws right now. He trumpets being a National Guard general. He's not doing anything for the guardsmen to keep their jobs. And then saying he's a conservative from conception, which is an unforced error on their part in their ads, when clearly he was not.
He wasn't a conservative until 2010. Now, Kurt, General Winstead, these are straight up critiques. And we believe in free exchange of ideas here. So come on in, face the fire, we'll talk about it. All right. When we come back, we'll have more with the Tennessee Star Report. He's Aaron Gulbenson. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.